From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Verizon Wireless, working to constantly strengthen the connection quality and reliability of its network. Verizon Wireless, our people, our network.
On October 16, 2006, the first friend I made after moving here from Minnesota visited the Golden Gate Bridge. Paige climbed the 4-foot rail and stepped on the 32-inch outer beam. A bystander tried to stop her when she jumped, but she was too fast. Diversity of people and culture thrives here in San Francisco. Despite differences in language, race, and class, we all want to live well and be happy. Most of us get there as we go through the routine of life. Others have deeper troubles and they come to the Golden Gate Bridge to die. They are our jumpers. A suicide note from a jumper said that if one person smiled at him on his way to the bridge, he would not jump. His body was pulled from the bay hours later. Aren't we responsible to try to prevent deaths that occur at a famous landmark of which we are the caretakers? Even if the people we saved decided to try a different way to die, they would have a better chance of survival. Our bridge has a one-time 99% fatality rate. Paris built a suicide barrier on the Eiffel Tower after 252 fatalities. New York implemented them when 16 deaths involved the Empire State Building. Both sites now have zero suicides, while our Golden Gate Bridge has 1,300. Over half of city residents resist suicide barriers for the bridge, although an estimated 20 people each year take the 250-foot plunge at the 75 miles per hour it takes to achieve death on impact. Physical barriers on public architecture stop people from acting on unstable and reversible emotional states like suicide. When society recognizes and removes a risk that some people use to harm themselves, the act doesn't enable depression, remove free will, or otherwise disempower. It shows empathy, kindness, and proper social responsibility toward everyone. Take my Minnesota Nice advice when I say, greet people around you. Smile at those who look sad. Do something kind for a stranger and act to put suicide barriers on the Golden Gate Bridge. San Francisco has the opportunity to send a message that says, we are aware of our suicides and care about them. With a perspective, I am Brenda Elwood.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.